Blog Talk Radio.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves, and if through your death, and we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves, and live through your death, and we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, then we shall be born again to be blessed in your
Good evening, good Sabbath, Yisrael family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll remind you to grab all your study tools that's needed for a good study, your notepads, your iPads, your pens, your pencil, your highlighters, a good Bible, Bible dictionary, all those things that you would need for a good study. And as always, we're going to start off with a brief prayer. Oh, and if you can hear me clearly, send me a shout out, send me a thumbs up, let me know that you can hear me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For another opportunity to sup with you on this Sabbath day. We thank you for protecting us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the lessons and the blessings that you've allowed us to endure. We thank you for your comfort that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We also thank you for being with us, talking with us, communing with us on a personal level, giving us the encouragement that we need within ourselves as we travel through your word. For thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer, for it's through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity to see the door to your kingdom. But you always let us know that we have to continue in your ways and in your word so that we can enter into that door. Father, we thank you for choosing us to walk in your ways and walk in your truth. We thank you for allowing the light of Yahushua that dwells within us to shine brightly so others can see that light in us. Father, as we come before thee, we ask of thee to continue to keep that light burning within us. But we do not want that light to burn out. For we ask of thee to continue to strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shalom again, Yisrael, listening audience. I'm your host, Yara Al, and we're going to go over some past things, and we're also going to bring it up to the present. And as you know, we're in the midst of the winter, and, you know, sometimes in the midst of the winter, we get shaken, and in that effort of being shaken, sometimes we begin to question our faith in the word, begin to question whether or not we're doing the right thing. But the Father is always sending someone to let you know to endure, to continue. So I'm going to go to the archives, you know, of the book of Yara'al from 12/4/2020. And it's can it be that simple? And these pages are similar to what we're going through now. And I kind of concluded the last lesson with a combination of all the lessons before. And this particular lesson, they ended on 12/4/2020. And this is so this concluding page is basically saying the title of the lesson, what the lesson was about, and the concluding scriptures. So before we get into today's lesson, we're going to go back. We're going to go back and see what the Father was telling us a year ago around this time in the winter months to let us see a pattern that he wants us to recognize and also wants us to overcome. Because he doesn't want us to constantly get to this point in life or this season and go through the same exact thing. He doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to learn from our previous experiences and overcome them and not be succumbed to the same foolishness. And what I mean by that is, like right now, we deal with the modern day, we're dealing with another strand of the COVID. When we go back to this lesson, we were dealing with COVID in the beginning stages. We was dealing with COVID, and people were feeling in the same way that they're feeling now. Paranoid. And one thing that we have to remember is that those plagues were in Egypt. And those plagues touched some of the Israelites or the Hebrews, and it didn't touch others. But the Father said there was light in Goshen. Why? Because they was obedient and they had faith in him. So if we continue to have faith in Yahushua, faith in his word, and faith in Yah, there's nothing for us to be afraid of. Nothing. So we shouldn't be coming to the same conclusion when we see various things in the world. Because in his word, he has told us these things are going to happen. And he's telling us, do not be afraid of these things. Because these are signs that have already been prophesied about. And because we're seeing them come to pass, we should be more relieved to understand that we understand that this is going to come. We understand that these things are going to happen. That's given us more encouragement to have faith in the word, have faith in Yah, if we believe in his word. So I'm going to go back. Like I said, this is 12/4/2020. Can it be that simple? Now, the first lesson, it says, may I speak with you, Father? That was the title. And this lesson was about interceding on the behalf of others. We constantly say this. Hey, can you pray for me? But we're supposed to be praying without ceasing all the time. Praying without ceasing, praying for ourselves, praying for our family, praying for our friends, praying for the world to come to understand the truth of Yahweh's word. These are things that we are told in the word, and these are things that we have heard from time and time and time again. Pray without ceasing. So the concluding scripture of this particular lesson is two of them. It was Psalms 118:18-21, and it reads, Yah has punished many severely, but he has not given me over. Wait a minute. Yah has punished me severely, but has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Yah. This is the gate of Yahweh. The righteousness will enter into it. The righteous will enter into it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The second scripture, second concluding scripture is John chapter 10, verse 2 and 3 and 7 and 9. And they read, but one who enters into the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Yahushua therefore said to them again, most certainly I tell you, I am the sheep's door. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out, and will find pasture. And this was talking about us praying or interceding on others' behalf. Another lesson during that particular season, because it was in the winter season, and this is where we are now. The next one was, will you listen this time, Israel? And this lesson was about being chosen to do the will of our Father. Being chosen to do the will of our Father. And I went to Luke chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. And it reads, he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them forth to preach the kingdom of Yah and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor wallet, nor bread, nor money, neither have two coats apiece, and to whatever house you enter, stay there, and depart from there, as many as do not receive you when you depart from that city. Take off even the dust from your feet for testimony against them. They depart and went throughout the villages preaching the good news and healing everywhere. The next scripture that was being read, or was going to be read, is chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. And it reads, now, after these things, the master also appointed 70 others and sent them two by two ahead of him into the city where he was about to come. Then he said to them, the harvest is indeed plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore to the master of the harvest that he may send out laborers into the harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among the wolves. Carry no purse, nor wallet, nor sandals. Greet no one on the way. And to whatever house you enter first, say, peace be unto this house. If a son If the Son of Peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in that same house. Eat and drink the things they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wage. Do not go from a house. Do not go from house to house into whatever city you enter, and they receive you. Eat the things that are set before you. Heal the sick who are therein, and tell them the kingdom of Yah has come near to you. But into whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, even the dust from your city that has clinged to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of Yah has come near to you. I tell you, it will be more tolerable in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that city. The next lesson was, Israel, open the windows of your mind so that you can hear again. This lesson was about man or humanity conversing with his creator, but lost his direct signal. However, the creator's line is always connected. And the closing scriptures in this particular lesson was, we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 to 5. And it reads, in those days was Hezekiah sick to death. Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, thus saith Yahweh, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to Yahweh, saying, remember now, Yahweh, I beg you, how I have walked before you in truth and with perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. Hezekiah wept bitterly. It happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle part of the city that the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, turn back and tell Hezekiah, the prince of my people, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of Yahweh. The next scripture was Psalms 34, verse 18. And it reads, Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. The last scripture was, for this particular lesson was, Psalm 145, verse 18, and it reads, Yahweh is near to all who call on him, to all who call out to him in truth. The next lesson was, Israel, enjoy the rain in its season. And one of the things I noticed that, well, I looked up the word winter, because we're in the winter season. And one of the things that it says about winter is that it rains. This is considered a rainy season, I guess, because you get rain and you also get snow. So snow is a form of water. So Israel, enjoy the rain in its season. You know, we have to understand and enjoy this particular time of the year. We can't be humming and drumming because it's cold outside, because the Father is always with us. And we have to always give him praise and give him honor. We can't get caught up in as they say, the reason for the season. You know, we can't be all humdrum because the adversary is running rampant in his season. This is the season that the Father has allowed him to use, the winter season. Whereas when we pay attention to the winter season, it gives us a time to sit back and be home with our family. It gives us more time to converse with our family about that word, Why? Because, you know, as believers, as righteous people, there's no reason for us to be outside if we're not working. There's no reason, because our lifestyle is slightly different from that of the world. Not saying you can't go outside at night. Not saying that you can't do certain things at night. But there's certain things we shouldn't be partaking in. But going back to the initial point, this is a time in which we can converse and have more family time and give us an opportunity to rejoice in his word. Buckle down in his word during this particular time. Going back to the reason, and that's that Israel enjoyed the rain in its season. And it says this lesson was about understanding the reason behind a choice or journey and endure the hardships to see the end results. And it also says here, both water, spirit has the ability to feed and clean. So we have to understand that this waters that are coming down during this particular season, it's for feeding and it's also for cleansing. And the concluding scriptures for this particular lesson was, we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. And it reads, "Blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh and whose trust Yahweh is, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, who spreads out its roots by the river, and shall not fear, but its leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Psalm 119, verse 9. "How can a young man cleanse his ways? Pure." No, wait a minute. "How can a young man keep his ways pure? By living according to the word." John chapter 6, verse 63. And it reads, "It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you, a spirit and a life." James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. And it reads, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of Yahushua. Behold, the farmer waits for that precious fruit of the earth, being patient over it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be patient. Establish your heart. For the coming of Yahushua is at hand." And as always, when I read the word heart in various scriptures, I always bring to everyone's attention that when we're talking about heart, we're talking about your mind. We're talking about your understanding. So establish your understanding. Establish your thinking for the coming of Yahushua is at hand. And so the next lesson was, "Please, please, Father." And this lesson was about hardships and how the fire of life purges the spirit of impurities, which result in man reconnecting with his Creator. So we have to understand that sometimes when we go through things, the Father's getting rid of things out of us. He's trying us. He's teaching us. He's correcting us because he wants us to reconnect with him. Closing scripture in this particular one was John chapter 17, verses 15 to 18. And it reads, "I pray not that you would take them from the world, that you would keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. And then the last lesson for that particular period, which was in the winter period again in 2020, remember, you are not alone. And this lesson was about how we are connected to the Mighty One that hears and answers prayers. Concluding scripture for this particular lesson was 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. And it reads, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of Yahushua, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of Yahushua. This is the boldness which you have toward him. If we ask according to his will, he listens to us. And if we know that he listens to us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petitions which we have asked of him." And so this was the lesson about a year ago, about the same time that was mentioned and taught. Encourage us to stay focused on Yah's word. Stay focused on Yahushua. Because Yahushua is leading us and told us about the Father, told us about his goodness. He has done that for us. So now we're going to get into this lesson. And I'm going to read a little bit because, you know, one of the first things that came to my, you know, the Father brought to my mind in regards to now was sound off. You know, part of that advanced training is sounding off. And got a couple words in here that I got highlighted, and they're forms of sound. We're going to go to Psalms 47. We're going to read verses 1 and 9. I apologize for that, family. And it reads, "Oh, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to Yahweh with the voice of triumph. For Yahweh, Most High, is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdues nations under us and people under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loved, Salah. Yahweh has gone up with a shout. Yahweh with a sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to Yahweh. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For Yahweh is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Yahweh reigns over the nations. Yahweh sits on his holy throne. The prince of the people are gathered together. The people of the Mighty One of Abraham. For the shield of the earth belongs to Yahweh. He is greatly exalted." And so in this particular segment or scriptures, the word clap was the sound that was being brought forth. Clap your hands, all nations. You know, that's like applauding. You know, you're applauding, and at the same time, what you're doing, you're shouting with a mighty voice, the triumph of Yahweh. So now we're going to go to Psalm 66, verse 1 to 10. And it reads, "Make a joyful shout to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. offer glory and praise. Tell Yahweh how awesome are your deeds. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies submit themselves to you. All the earth will worship you and will sing to you. They will sing to your name, Salah. Come and see Yahweh's deeds, awesome works on behalf of the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes watches the nations. Do not let the rebellious rise up against him, Salah. Praise, O Mighty One, you people. Make the sounds of his praise heard, who preserve our life among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, Yahweh, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. Psalm 100. Verses 1 to 5. Shout for joy to Yahweh, all you lands. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with song. Know that Yahweh, he is the mighty one. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for Yahweh is good. His loving kindness endures forever, his faithfulness to all generations. See, Father, we have many things in his word to constantly give us encouragement and let us know that he is with us. But we have to sound off in our minds. See, if we have a love and a connection with him in our minds, the things that we're going through in the physical, we can overcome them. We have an example of that in Yahushua. He went through all the trials and tribulations of humanity. And as we went and we went through in one lesson, he said not a word. He suffered the injustice of humanity, and he said not a word. We have to prepare ourselves that way also, to say not a word. But when it's time to sound off, we need to sound off. And why are we sounding off? Because we have that connection with the Father. We have that connection with the Father because we have a connection with Yahushua. Because Yahushua dwells within us. So there is no reason for us to fear anything. For Yahushua did not fear men when he was on earth. He knew the authority that he had. He knew the connection that he had with his Father, who created them. But in essence, it was he who created them. But they knew not their Creator. As a result, they killed their Creator. But we say we know who our Creator is. We say that we know who our Father is. But yet we fear the things of the earth. We fear man and what man has done. There's a scripture that talks about, do not fear the one that can kill the body, but fear the one that can kill the body and the soul. But if you have been chosen, then you have not to worry about that. But you just have to do your part. And that is maintaining your salvation. Maintaining and making sure that goodness is always being filled within you. As he takes you through trials and tribulations to remove those things from you. So that when he looks at you, we learned this, when he looks at you, he sees himself in you. He said that he created things to preserve our bodies. So there's no reason for us to fear anything that we put in our bodies. If we are protecting our bodies and doing what we need to do with our bodies, and this is in reference to the coronavirus. This is in reference to the variants. And I'm going to butcher this one. I think the Omicron or whatever, the Megatron or the Delta, this Decepticon, whatever they calling it, this new variants, where you can go to work now. Before, when we first was introduced to this corona, you had to stay away from work for so long, but now all of a sudden they're telling you you can come to work sick. When back in the day, whenever you were sick, they stay home if you're sick. You had a cold back in the day. Stay home if you're sick. Now they tell you you can come to work sick. What kind of foolishness is that? But that's why the Most High tell us to protect ourselves. Protect ourselves from that foolishness. Protect ourselves. And he has told us what we are supposed to do. Because back in the day, and earlier medicines, that's what they used. They used the things of the earth. Because when we learned about the vegetation, that the vegetation was for our food, it was for our medicine, it was for our clothing, it was for our shelter. This is why he created the vegetation, so that it can protect man. Because he knew that man was going to come up with some foolishness to upset his master creation. And if we pay attention to modern-day medicine, what is it doing? It is constantly putting things in the body to destroy the body. Where the father said, hey, take this, this will heal you. Take this, this will heal you. Take this, this will deflect that. This will remove these toxins inside your body. So, family, there's no reason for us to be afraid, because we have Yahushua with us, in us. And we have this word which has told us time and time again through its prophets, through its teachers, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do to protect what I have created. See, many times we talk about the prophets of old. What about the prophets of now that the Father uses to teach the people and bring the people to an understanding of what he wants them to do, which is no different than what the prophets of old did. Gave you wisdom and knowledge for the preserving of your life. And it's not the life on this earth, it's the life with him. Because he wants to constantly give you an opportunity to reconnect to him through his word, through his teachers, and through your experiences. He wants you to learn from your experiences. But if we're not learning from the experiences, what's going to happen? We're going to keep going down the same road over and over and over and over and over again. Many times we have wondered, why are we going through this thing? Why? Because we're constantly making the same mistakes. We're just in a different generation. We're just in a different millennium of making the same mistakes that our fathers made. But we're in a state where we have no excuse. We have no excuse. So now, we're going to go into another set of words or thought that the Father put on me, part of this advanced training. And this title is Faith in the Word. And then we come, and what has been taught to us in regards to that word? The only thing Yah created was the word. We've learned that. That's the only thing he created, was the word. And it was the word that did everything else. It was the word that came down as Yahweh Elohim. And Yahweh Elohim took on flesh. It was acknowledged as Yahushua. It's that word. So where's your faith in the word?
Where's your faith in the word? But we're going to go here. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. And we've heard this before. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yah, and there is none else. I am Mighty One, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures. Ecclesiastes 1:9. That which has been is that which shall be, and that which has been done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. And what's under the sun? Everything here on earth, there's nothing new. So this lesson that we're going through right now, somebody else has said it before me. But what's happening? It needs to be reiterated. It needs to be told again so that we can have faith in his word. We can have faith in him. Because as we go through this word, we always coming across situations where people had no faith in the word. They had no faith in the prophets. They had no faith in the teachers. As a result, they was always falling in a ditch. We look at Moses. They walked around in a circle for 40 years. Why? Because them people at that time was failing to listen to what Moses said. They went back on their word in which they said to the Most High. They said, yo, we're going to do it. We're going to listen to Moses. They showed themselves to be liars. If we want to continue to show ourselves as liars, who we lying to? We think we lying to our father? We think we're telling ourselves the truth? When we lying to ourselves? And our actions demonstrate that lie? People see when you lying. People see you. Why? Because the Father sees you. And he allows somebody to see you for who you are. But what did he do? He had that individual bring it to your attention so that you can change, so that you can get yourself right with him. Because he already knows your nature. He told us that long time ago. He brought it back to our attention, laid it down the line. But we have to come to accept our nature. We can't look at ourselves in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm righteous. We had a story about that. Not a story, an account of that when we go through the story of Job. Are you like Job? Then he brought it up to speed. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they thought they were greater than what they actually were. They were so great that they killed the Messiah. But yet you're supposed to be so learned. We don't want to constantly kill the Messiah in our indirect way. Come on, family. Come on. Where's your faith in the word? Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 20. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of Yah and Yahushua toward you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. See, like right now, you know, we're supposed to always be praying. Praying for ourselves, praying for our families, praying for our friends, praying for the nations. We're supposed to be always praying. People come to understand the goodness of Yahushua, the goodness of the word. We've had a lesson that, you know, that was put out there, how the word is under attack. Why is the word under attack? Because people don't want to do it. We just had a lesson in regards to what Christianity has done. Christianity has gone into this word, flipped it, turned it, this, that, and the other, and made themselves the authority over the word. And because it feeds into the wickedness of humanity, humanity is sucking it up and doing it and feeling as though they have an authority or a monopoly over what thus saith Yahweh, what thus saith Yahushua, what thus saith Yah, when in essence they're not doing none of it. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and bring them up out of the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And I stopped at that part of the verse. But understanding this, what we have learned over the years, Egypt represents the world system. He hears our affliction. He hears our cries. He hears them. And he said, I will come down and I'll deliver you. We'll go to Acts chapter 7, verse 34. And it's reiterating it, but this is Paul talking. I think it's Paul. And it says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people that is in Egypt and have heard their groaning. I have come down to deliver them. Now, come, I will send you into Egypt. So this is saying how he's talking to someone. He's talking to Moses because he's getting ready to send Moses into Egypt to assist these people, to bring them up out of Egypt. This is one of his appointed ones, one of his prophets, one of his standards that he have chosen. He when he chooses men, he's choosing men in the model of this man. And this man was supposed to be a prototype of Yahushua. And so when we come to understand our place in the scheme of things or in the scheme of Yahushua, then we're going to rejoice. We're not going to be fearful because we understand that we have a part to play. We have a role to fulfill. And my role is different from the next person's role. Sometimes we have to work with someone in order to make something happen, in order to make things efficient. You know, like using this as an example, how the arms and the legs work together in order to cause a man to run faster. The faster the arms moving, the faster the legs begin to move. I don't know why it works that way, but it does work that way. You know, but it's working together. And we said it over and over again about working together, working together. But people can work together, but if they don't have the same purpose in life, then working together is just working together. It's not meaning anything. You have to have mutual purpose and mutual respect for that individual. Understanding that we have to make it work for the purpose of glorifying the Most High. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Him. Because that's the example that Yahushua showed. He said, it's not about me, it's about the Father. I only do these things because the Father tells me to do these things. What did the Messiah say when that man called him good? He said, none is good but the Father. He brought him in his place quick. Oh, no, none is good but the Father. And that's where we have to come to understand. If the Father is with us, why should we fear anything? We've learned that it is he who does these things. It is he who put these things together. And he put these things together for our learning so that we can be an example to someone else on what they should be doing or not be doing. Because everybody is not right all the time and everybody's not wrong all the time. But we can learn from each other's experiences. We'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm going to read verse 2 and then read verse 5 and 6. And it reads, you shall remember all the ways which Yahweh, your mighty one, has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart or in your mind. Rather, you would keep his commandments or not. You shall consider in your heart that as a man chastises his son, so Yahweh, your mighty one, chastises you. You shall keep the commandments of Yahweh, your mighty one, to walk in his ways and fear him. Fear Yahweh, not man, not Corona. No, don't fear them. Fear Yah. Because if you're taking care of yourself, Yah will protect you. And if you do get sick, Yah will heal you. Because if we pay attention to the narrative, many prophets healed people that were sick. And seeing that was one of the ways that the Most High allowed people to have a little faith in him. Have a little faith in the prophet. Because a prophet was a tool of the Mighty One. We got Yahushua say? Not Yahushua. We can say Yahushua. He's having the faith of a mustard seed. That's all. What did he say to the woman? Your faith has healed you. Your faith. That's what heals us. Our faith in the word. That's what helps us get righteous. Our faith in the word. And also, our faith in the word, we have to become patient and wait. Like there's a narrative, and I think in the story of Daniel, when it talks about him praying, and the Most High brought it to his attention. Oh yeah, I answered your prayer when you first sent it up, but it was the messenger that was bringing it to him who ran into a slight difficulty in the route to bringing him that message. But then what did that do? That created his faith. Increased his faith in the Most High. And that's the same thing that we go through. We're going to go to Psalms 106, chapter 12. I mean, verse 12 to 15. And it reads, then they believed his word. They sang his praises. They soon forgot his works. They didn't wait for his counsel, but gave into the cravings in the desert and tested Yahweh in the wastelands. He gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. And I looked the word leanness up, I didn't write the number down. I apologize. But when I looked the word up, it took you to the Father became slow in granting requests. Why? Because they had no patience. So sometimes, and when I read that, I brought it personal. I brought it to home. I may be praying and asking for this and asking for that and wanting it yesterday. When in essence, me wanting it yesterday, in my soul, the Father's like, okay, I got you. You wanted it yesterday? Okay. I'm going to give it to you whenever. Look, you have to learn some stuff. And see, and one of the things that we learned about the wilderness, see, the wilderness is untouched by man. And see, and that's the element in which the Father teaches us. So when we went, when we in the midst of Egypt, that's how he's teaching us. We in the midst of this world system, that's how he's teaching us. And if we understand that because we're in this world system, he's teaching us different things. From here, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. And it reads, "For if we discern ourselves, we won't be judged. But when we are judged, we are punished by the Mighty One, that we may not be condemned with the world." So what should we be doing? As I said, judging ourselves, making sure, checking balances, making sure that we are doing the word, acknowledging the word, not adding to the word, not taking away from the word, but doing what thus saith Yahweh. And then doing what Yahushua told us to do. Doing what the men are teaching us. The men of Yahweh that's teaching us. But then coming to the members or the teachers amongst this particular flock, we always say, check behind us. Why are we saying that? Because we're mere men also. And because we're men, we're subject to make mistakes. So check behind. Follow up on your own. If you have questions, then treat us like Father. Because you don't put your Father on blast. You come to your Father in a moment that you think that he got some time for you. And you ask him, do you have you got time for me? I got a question to ask you. Are you busy right now? You said X, Y, and Z. I didn't really understand that. Where were you coming from with that? To get an understanding so that you can get a better understanding within yourself. See, because we live in a time where a lot of people mimic other people. And I'm speaking from experience. I remember mimicking one of our leaders, one of our elders. And the person said, huh? Explain that. And I was like, Let me get back with you. And I was so embarrassed because I was mimicking something. I was saying something as if it was law. And I couldn't even explain it. So from that point on, I was like, let me make sure I'm on point with that word. Let me make sure I'm on point and I got an understanding of what's being taught or what's being said. And that's what he wants us to do with ourselves, discern. discern yourself. Make sure you right.
I think it's another scripture they talked about. You know, you get that, before you start trying to correct somebody with that splinter in their eye, make sure you get that beam out your eye first. You know, because we don't want to be hypocritical with this word. Someone going to say, yeah, you told me this, that, and the other, but you're doing this. But then what does that do? That makes who you serving and who you representing look bad. Because when we proclaim Yahushua, proclaim this word, proclaim Yah, that's what we doing. We representing them. Then let's bring it a little closer. Your children, you know, those who have children, and you teaching your children various things, and they go outside and act a monkey. They go outside to act a fool, and it gets back to you. And the first thing you say, hey, I didn't teach you that. Where you get that from? And you deal with them however you choose to deal with them. And that's the same thing with the Father. He deals with us because of the representation that we're doing. Sometimes it's severe, sometimes it's minor. But when you're judging yourself, you're trying to make sure that you are not subject to any punishment. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. And it reads, by reason of the exceedingly greatness of the revelation that I should not be exalted excessively, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, that I should not be exalted excessively concerning this thing. I begged Adonai three times that it might depart from me. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my weakness, that the power of Messiah may rest on me. So sometimes we have to understand there's sometimes certain situations that we're in them because the Father knows our character, and he wants us to maintain the character of Yahushua. And he brings it to your attention. And like Paul said, he was thankful for this. That way he can constantly show Yahushua. He can constantly be a good representation. From here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. And it reads, that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his Son to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. The Father took me here. Why? Because in dealing with this modern day plague, some righteous people going to get it, some unrighteous people going to get it. But because we pray without ceasing, we understand that Yahushua can send a spirit of healing. If we pay attention to the scriptures, those who have been chosen to speak his word also had the power to heal. Because that's one of the that Yahushua gave us, or gave his prophets, or gave his disciples, his teachers, gave them the authority to heal. So as one of your teachers, now I have to check myself and see if I'm in line with Yahushua. Because based on the scriptures, he gave me the authority to heal. And if that's the case, I'm supposed to be going out there healing the sick And what it says, charity starts at home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, and that's one of the things we come to learn about this word. He steps on your toes. That sword goes both ways. You swinging around, cutting somebody else at the same time. You're cutting yourself. Checking yourself. Letting me know. Teacher, you're not above correction either. So now I have to sit down and pay attention to the word. Pay attention to the authority that I've been given. Just like all of us must sit down and pay attention to the authority that we have been given as being children of Yahushua, as being servants of Yahushua, as being disciples of Yahushua. The power that he has given us, but do you believe in the word? Do you believe in the words that came out of his mouth? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Didn't expect that one. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah, we're going to conclude. We're going to come to the last part of this lesson. And this came, I was sitting down conversing with my wife, and we was talking about the lesson, and we was throwing some things out there, and this question came up, and it was, what is the difference between pleasure, happiness, and joy? And I'm like, that's interesting. Because throughout the course of the lesson, we was talking about joy. And, one of the, the thoughts the Father put on my, on my mind, and some things that have been running through my mind is, joy. And understanding that we need to maintain joy regardless of the situation. Just like with Paul, he had a bad situation going on, but then when he realized that it was given to him, he was like, okay, I'm good with this. I'm going to go ahead and get the Father prayed because he brought it to my attention that this is here to keep me humble. And that's how we have to sometimes look at things. The Father have us going through certain things, but he also wants us to maintain a level of joy with him. And understand that, hey, there's no reason, like one of the lessons, can we, I think a lesson before, can we find happiness or something, I'd say something like that, in the midst of a storm, Just because things outside of us seem bad, does that mean we have to be sad? Or can we find the joy in it? Like sometimes at work, when you got certain types of weather, when it's raining outside, people say, oh, man, this is going to be a bad day. And I said, this is going to be a good day. So you have to see the beauty in every day that the Father allows you to be, alive. Just because you have to slow down doesn't mean that this rain that's coming down is not cleansing the earth. That doesn't mean that this rain that's coming down is slowing you down is not nourishing the earth. Is not nourishing the plants, not giving water to the animals. Just because you don't see no benefit in the rain coming down doesn't mean other parts of the creation does it. We're in the winter months. People will look at snow as something bad. When in essence, snow is something good. Why? It's watering the earth. It's putting them nutrients nutrients in the ground. At the same time, cleaning the air. At the same time, slowing man down. Because man can't, sometimes the Father uses certain elements to slow man down so that he can become closer to him. But getting back to the initial question, what's the difference between pleasure, happiness, and joy? And you can look it up because I didn't do no real extensive study on this thing. You know, I just, the first couple of things I read, you know, they sound real good. I was like, yeah, this is good. So, you know, I put that question into Google. And then I think this came from one of them sites where you put a question in and they give you an answer. So I think it was quote or something. But this is what they said on it. It says, pleasure is a short-lived or momentarily. Happiness is temporary. It lingers as long as the cause of the happiness is still going on, valid and not yet obsolete. Joy is permanent. Joy is a spiritual asset, stays with you once it is acquired, and no one, not even you yourself, can take it away. In regards to this word, we're going to end with this question. What does faith in the word grant you? Pleasure, happiness, or joy? Is your faith based on something short-lived? Is your faith based on happiness? That's something that's there as long as you can remember it is there. Or is it joy? Does your faith in the word grant you joy? Becoming a part of you, an asset of you. Going back to, you know I said it was going to be the end, but, you know, it just brings me to, you know, when the father separated those animals and told them the animal had to have the chew the cud and had to split hoof. And I'm going to make this summary. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. Yahushua walked the walk and talk the talk. If that spirit dwells in us, we have to walk the walk and talk the talk. Walk in righteousness, speak in truth of the word, because that's what sanctifies us and separates us from the rest of the world. So if you are separated, sanctified, set apart, there's no reason to fear, because he has his protection around you. And he's also granted you the means to protect yourself. He said, put on that whole armor. Put that whole armor on. What's that whole armor? Yahushua is our armor. He didn't already won the fight. He didn't beat Hasatan up. Dusted him off. Made him run away. Just another one to add. So I think it's in the scripture. It says, Yahushua, I know. Paul, I know. Yo, who are you? You know? And this is a demon. You know, we all want to be in that state. Your name being written in the book of life. The adversary and his minions understanding and knowing who you are. But we have to have faith in that word. We have to take on those characters. And as we know, joy is one of them. So family, there's no reason for us to fear. We have to actively be the word of Yah. Be the light of Yahushua. Lifting him up in this darkened world, so that that light can shine forth and people can see that light and wonder toward it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Yah, for allowing us to have a relationship with thy son, Yahushua. We thank you, Yah, for choosing us to walk in your ways and in your truth. Thank you, Yah, for the conference that you've given us. Those who are sick, those who are not sick, those who are suffering, those who are not suffering. We thank you for being what we need you to be in our life. And we ask of thee to continue to give us the strength and the endurance to overcome, allowing us to utilize your full armor, demonstrating the character of thy spirit. We ask of thee to continue to strengthen us to maintain our mind and protecting our gates, being mindful of the activities that we put ourselves in. For we are always a representation of thy son, Yahushua, for those who proclaim Yahushua as a Lord and Savior and Redeemer and soon coming King. Father, we ask for thee to continue to comfort us, strengthen us, and grant your love and kindness toward us. We ask for thee to continue to assist us in being just like Yahushua to those whom we come in contact with, giving them an opportunity to know that your kingdom is at hand. It's close at hand. And that Yahushua is the way to your kingdom. We ask of thee to continue to soften our hearts to your ways and to your truth. Opening our eyes to perceive the wonders of your kingdom. We thank you, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful slumber. May these words that Father allowed me to read in your hearing open your spirit up to his truth and his ways and bring you closer to him. May you all have a peaceful slumber. Shabbat shalom.
I need to know it's okay. each moment I give to you.
Maybe it's not ours, thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on.